Hello and welcome to another hour of Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host today, DJ Aves. Today we have the pleasure of welcoming on an artist not from Boston, but from Nashville. Yes, we are exploring all over America, finding different artists who have a story to tell. And today we will be hearing his, so stay tuned for that on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Wanna make it last. Just like me, I gotta rest my head. Can't wait to get home, ease my bones and fall into bed. But then my friend gonna call me talking about the little party that's going on down the road. So I throw on my clothes, strap on my shoe, turn up the radio.
about to lose my head. Won't you stop your crying? You're dying, I am dead.
I got a crop top in the mail.
No. Eva, bonita, bonita que está, but belle, je ne comprends pas français. So you have to speak to me some other way.
Hey, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. That was a very important PSA. Everyone pay attention to that. Up next, we're going to have our very own interview with Grayson Mercury, otherwise known as Sammy Rifai. So let's welcome Sammy to the show. Hello, Sammy.
How we doing? This is Sammy, aka Grayson Mercury, calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. How y'all doing today?
It's great to have you here. So let's start with just, you know, most people on the show, they probably haven't heard of you. So to all these people, what do you want them to know?
I just want them to get to know me a little bit, get to know my art, get to know my music, and connect, and just get to know me a little bit.
So let's hear a little about yourself, your background, right? You come from New York?
Yes, I'm from Westchester, New York. It's about 30 minutes north of Brooklyn, New York, in a little suburb. I grew up there pretty much my whole life, and then came to Nashville for school, and that's where I've been for the past 3 years.
Very cool. And have you always been interested in music, or is this more of a recent revelation?
I've always been very interested in music. I've always loved being a performer and being an entertainer. It was just more trying to find my route in music. And I fell in love with house and dance music when I was a freshman in high school. I went to Miami and ran into Martin Garrix in an elevator. And I was like, oh, like I'm a big fan. This was like, he was like 18 or 19 at the time. He was like just blowing up. And I ran into him in an elevator, got a photo, and then I started doing research into the whole dance music scene and producing and DJing, and I immediately found myself just saying to myself, this is it, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to pursue, and I've never looked back.
So you'd say like that was the turning point that really brought you on this path to making your own music?
Yes, that was for sure the turning point.
Very cool. So do you, from your Spotify profile, I can see that you say that you engineer, you produce. So are you involved at like all the levels of creating the music? Do you use lots of samples, or are you doing your own original recordings? How does that work for you?
Yeah, I'm involved every step of the way. I really try and be a part of everything, from the composing to the writing to the production to the mixing to the mastering, writing, recording, everything. So I'll use samples, like for example for Firefly, that was originally a sample that I found from a DJ record pool. It's just a vocal sample. I really loved the melody, so I rewrote the lyrics and then made the entire beat from scratch with this vocal sample. And then I went to LA to play a show, and I met Bryce, who's the feature on the album. He was introduced to me by my manager Sam Nicosia, and we banged the song out in the hotel room, and we recorded it in a hotel room. I mixed it and mastered it that night, and we dropped it on September 9th.
Wow, that's a pretty quick turnaround for making a song. Is that typically your process for making music? Is it that quick and it just, you get a flash of inspiration, you can just create, or is it typically a slower process than that?
It really depends. So sometimes I'll come up with melodies in my head and I'll spend like hours trying to get just like the melody down and like keys or something like that. There are other times, you know, a sample will just fall into my lap. I'll just find it on YouTube or Splice or with DJ Record Pool, and I'll make a beat in 10, 15 minutes and kind of go from there. Funny enough, I was sitting on just the beat with like this vocal sample for like a month. And then once I went to LA to play the show, it was super quick from there. But it really just, it just depends on the day. It depends how I'm feeling. I think all artists know it's the easiest thing to make a dope song, and it's the hardest thing to make a dope song. It just, it will fall into your lap.
Right. Well, I can say that you've definitely made a dope song, so you got that down. And now I want to know more about, we've heard about you, about the music that you're creating. So would you, if at all, classify your music as being part of a certain specific genre or subgenre even?
I would say it's under the dance music genre. I think I love where dance music is right now. There are times that I feel like there are certain sounds that sound a little bit the same. So I want to bring a very soul and almost R&B inspired kind of sound to house and dance music. So it's very soul, almost Motown inspired dance music.
Yeah, definitely you can hear the inspiration within that. And the name Grayson Mercury, where does that come from?
Yes, so my real name is Sammy Rafi, and I always needed a stage name. Sammy Rafi just didn't have that ring that I really wanted. And yeah, for the longest time, I was looking for a name. I mean, in high school, it was like DJ Rap and DJ this and all that. And I was like, no, these aren't really clicking. And then I saw Travis Scott, who's one of my favorite hip-hop artists. He went on Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon was like, your name's not actually Travis Scott. And he was like, no, it's Jock Webster. And he explained that his two favorite superheroes were like his uncle and Scott Mescudi, a.k.a. Kid Cudi. And I was like, oh, well, who are my two favorite superheroes? And I'm a comic book geek. So one of them is Robin, who is Dick Grayson, who is Batman's sidekick. I'm a huge fan of Robin, who became Nightwing. And so I took that, his last name, Grayson. And then my favorite performer is Freddie Mercury. Queen is one of my favorite bands, and I've always been a big inspiration of mine. So I was like, I just said it out loud in my living room. I was like, Grayson Mercury. And I was like, that's it. That's it.
That's it. And it's stuck ever since.
Stuck ever since.
So, we saw that you collabed with Bryce in Firefly. Do you ever collaborate with other, is it like a normal thing for you to do when like recording, or is it really just all of that's you besides like finding the samples?
No, I love collaborating. I love collaborating with singers and songwriters simply because I'm by no means a singer or anything like that. I can produce and do all that fun stuff, but I'm not a singer. So anytime I get to collaborate with a great singer-songwriter like Bryce, it's always super fun. It's just such a collaborative and fun creative process. And we get to make dope music like Firefly, and we have some other stuff down the line. I got to work with a few amazing Nashville artists who are great singer-songwriters, so I have some stuff coming out with them. So yeah, anytime I get to collaborate with other artists, it's always a good time. Collaboration is key, I think.
Do you think there are both pros and cons to collaborating? Like, when it's just you, you can just follow your vision, very whatever's in your head, and you don't need to like describe that to anyone. But then sometimes when collaborating, that can be a benefit, but it can also sometimes be a roadblock.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's definitely the pros and cons. I definitely prefer working myself, just because for your exact point, I have the vision down. Once I know I can create it, I can bang it out in, you know, an hour or whatever it is, and get the track done and get the first demos ready to get mixed and mastered and tested. When I'm collaborating, it definitely kind of extends the process, and you know, you can definitely have those, you know, moments where you have artistic disagreements with whoever you're collaborating with. But I'm lucky in the sense that I've gotten to work with artists who not only see my vision but respect my vision and respect me enough as a producer where they'll listen to what I have to say, they'll listen to the guidance that I'm giving them, and I try and give them a direction to go to, but maybe not necessarily a road, or I mean, I guess a place to go to, but not necessarily a road. I try and give my artists a little bit of freedom to really play and have fun in the studio and find that perfect tape.
And do you ever find that being an up-and-coming artist, that it can be intimidating sometimes to speak out and let your opinions known, especially if you're maybe working with someone who maybe you like look up to or as higher status or is very like esteemed?
Yeah, I would say my way around that is, if I'm ever like feeling a little insecure or something about bringing my ideas up, I'll say, let's just try it. Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's all about just getting the best take and making sure the song is as best as possible. So if I'm working with someone who, let's say, has a higher status, and they're like, no, I really want to do it this way, but I, you know, it's my song and I want to go a different route, I would just say, well, let's just try it my way. If it doesn't work, we'll scrap it and try it another way. I try and just always, I always want to try every option possible. I want to make sure that, you know, if you don't try something, you're never going to know if it's good or bad. So I'd rather try it and find out that it's bad than never try at all.
Definitely, like, so much of the music making process is trying out different sounds, different techniques, listening over to them, and then from there you can determine what actually sounds good, but you have to hear it first. Sometimes you don't know what it's going to sound like until it's actually out there and exists. So I definitely understand that philosophy.
Yes, precisely. I saw a Rick Rubin interview, and he spoke about doing that, how it's always trial and error his work. And even if the first take that they did is the best take, simply just trying other things just to be 100% confident on it is really what makes the song like 10 times better.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we're going to listen to Firefly soon. Awesome. Before that, I listened to it. I actually listened to your whole discography. There's not too much, only like 12 and a half minutes of it. And listen to Firefly multiple times. You can really appreciate it, especially you have like this this beat drop where you zoom in on the vocals and then it just explodes outwards into all the different parts coming together in this, in contrast. I mean, I feel like you really got down what makes like this type of music enticing to the ear.
Yes, I definitely. I always try and add that kind of zoom in, zoom out element to my mixing and my production. You know, the build up always has to be followed by like a nice ear catching drop, right? I feel like there's a lot of songs that have great build ups and then the drop is sometimes maybe a letdown or something like that. So for me, that little area where it's the end of the build up, the kind of zoom out and then the zoom back in is super important to me. So that's something I really spent a lot of time on focusing. Making sure the dynamic range of it was nice, that it didn't go from like too quiet, too loud, that it wasn't too aggressive, that it was smooth, that it flowed, and that really caught the audience's ear, gave them something fun to dance to.
Yeah, it's definitely something which takes a lot of skill, and small changes make a difference. And like just trying, like you said, like trying to get the right dynamic range, the volume, or even the right frequency range and changing from there, all of that just adds to creating that, what is so clear to the viewer, what we perceive as that drop, which feels good.
Yeah, precisely, that's exactly it.
All right, so we're gonna finish off with Firefly, but before we play that, I just wanna know, like, is there anything that you have in the works right now that you want to talk about, or just like your trajectory that you hope to take as an artist?
Yeah, I have two songs that I've been working on the past 2 months that I'm going to be dropping. Both of them, I'm shooting to drop both of them in March. I know one of them will 100% be dropped in March. I want to get them really clean and really nice. I've really enjoyed the trajectory of my current discography. I started dropping music in the summertime, so to kind of just see the growth and see a little fan base starting to get formed, it's been really, really amazing to see. It's been boosting my confidence, and I'm really excited for this new year to consistently drop music I'm going to be dropping an EP hopefully summertime, but right now my focus is just getting two new songs out over the next month. One is called Feeling Lucky. The next one will be called Greed. So keep an eye out for both of those. They're going to be fun.
Awesome. Well, Sammy, thank you so much for your time and for being with us so we can hear all about what you are producing, behind the scenes, what you have to offer. So thanks for that. And we're going to hear Firefly.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great one.
You too, Sammy. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Here is Firefly featuring Bryce Aaron. That was Firefly by Grayson Mercury. We're so thankful that he was able to come on the show with us. And hopefully we'll be hearing some more of his music. We'll be on the lookout for that and we'll be able to share it again. So up next, we're going to go back to our local Boston roots with Six Fox Whiskey's Threes on Zero Added Sugar.
The crowd, people fly around, but this I know, yeah.
Don't let the days go by. bitch, I'ma live forever. This shit right here, not for the common air. This shit is some.
Thank you.
It's that time of the show again, where we've reached the end of the hour. We started off with Zola Simone's Harvard Square, followed by Winnebago by Coral Moons and People Go by The Elevators. We then had an incredible interview with the Nashville's very own Grayson Mercury, and we heard Firefly, his latest release. And then we followed off the hour with Six Fox Whiskey's Threes and Bird Gangs, You'll Never Work in This Town Again. Thank you so much for listening to Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been your host, DJ Aves. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to have you back again next week for a show where we will be exploring some more local Boston music. See you then.